Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Troy Trojan basketball. Girls coach Derek Jasper joining us here. Always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks to our sponsors as well. Coach, a lot diving into here this week, part of the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. And what a banger to get things going on Tuesday earlier this week. A St. Mary's team out of the Big East. They boast one of the better players in Hayden Heim in the state. And this was an intriguing matchup on paper. And needed a little bit of extra time. It went into overtime, but you guys hold on 43-40, staying undefeated. Boy, just a lot to probably take away from that game now that you've had a little bit of time to sit on it.
Yeah, really good game for us. We expected it, and we got every bit of it. A very good defensive team. We struggled offensively. It was like they'd scouted us pretty good, and all of our sets were like we weren't coming up with anything good against their man, and they did a great job there. Of course, they were focused on Harper pretty good, too. And, we went 0-for-14 from the three-point line. And if you would have told me that before the game, I probably wouldn't even have got on the bus to go up there, because if we could come out and win that thing, that's a pretty gritty win when we go 0-for-14 from three. And it was all kind of about defense last night. And even though Heim got 29, he ended up with 29. She got a bunch of those in the fourth quarter when they were just going to her every time. And her eyes had to be lighting up when she walks in the gym and sees that our tallest player is about 5'7". And just not a lot we can do when they lob it inside to her and she's going to catch it and turn around and try to score. So she's a great player, very difficult to play against for us, especially with our lack of size. But a really gritty win. Harper ends up with 20. And if people keep sleeping on Allie Franken, it's going to keep being good for us, because she had 11 points and 16 rebounds last night. So really good game for her. Going back to last Thursday, we had a league win against JCN. That night, Harper had 18, Gracie had 14, and Allison Grable had 15. So it's really good to start to see our balance come around a little bit, whereas early in the season, Harper was probably scoring over 50% of our points every game. We're probably a better team when that doesn't happen, and last night showed that a little bit with a gritty win against St. Mary's.
Yeah, we've talked about the progression. You mentioned Allie and obviously those other girls getting involved. And when you get that balance along with Harper, what she's able to do, it's making you guys a dangerous team. And, you continue on this week, a Thursday night tilt here with Lafayette, and then you'll get a rematch with Hiawatha on Saturday to close out the tournament. How much scouting have you been able to do on a team like Lafayette out of state? Hiawatha pretty well. You saw them early in the season. But, here these couple of games, just talk about them as you kind of close out the tournament this week.
Yeah, I mean, we might have played our easiest game last night. We got Lafayette and Hiawatha left. Hiawatha will be Saturday, and my sister-in-law has done a great job with them. They're 7-3 or 8-3. A loss to us in Silver Lake, I know, were two of those. And, boy, they have really improved. So that's going to be tough Saturday. But first we go against Lafayette, and man, when people first told me that Lafayette was in the tournament, I thought it must be like Lafayette's JV, because we're looking at a school that's literally 10 times larger than ours. They have about an enrollment of about 800 over there, and they're ranked in Missouri Class 4 in the top 10, and they have won a big tournament down in the Osho. I've only seen them play for a little bit last night, and our girls, I think, here we go. We played against a 6'3 girl, Hayden Heim, last night. Now we're going to turn around against Lafayette and play against a 6'5 girl that's very kind of a rim protector and will be tough for us to defend inside. And Lafayette has some great athletes around their big girl and some great young players. They'll be able to certainly match our athleticism and quickness. And so what a big challenge that's going to be Thursday night and then Saturday also. But, this is what we wanted out of our midseason tournament. We went to the Twin Valley League tournament, the last 10 years, and you're always going to face great competition, and it's going to be a real grind. So, man, we've got that again this year, going back to Hiawatha, and that's kind of what we wanted right here at this point of the season.
Yeah, monstrous challenges here over these next couple of games, closing out that tournament with Lafayette, as you mentioned, a 6'5 girl down there, and that's going to be certainly a challenge, and obviously taking care of business against St. Mary's, and then just a couple more games here to wrap things up, Thursday against Lafayette, and then Saturday taking on Hiawatha. That Saturday Hiawatha tilt will be available on the Hiawatha channel. Again, that's Derek Jasper. Oh, real quick, Harper Wettstein did eclipse 1,000 points. Just a quick thought on that.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to celebrate that with a win. She needed about 13 points going into that game, and I thought I was the only one that kind of knew where she was, but it seems like our whole team, I guess, knew, because they were kind of expecting the celebration afterwards. So a great accomplishment. 10 games into your junior year to have 1,000 just kind of shows what kind of player she is. Only the second player in school history to reach that mark, and she's got a long way to go. Hope to keep watching her put the ball in the basket.
Derek Jasper, there it is, Troy girls basketball coach, still wrapping up the Hiawatha tournament this week, Lafayette Thursday and Hiawatha on Saturday. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
You bet. See you, Brandon.